Let's move out west now. There's a different kind of political battle going on in California because the Trump administration is suing the state of California over its new sanctuary laws. Scott Schaefer is the senior editor of the California Politics and Government Desk for KQED in San Francisco and host of Political Breakdown. Scott, welcome back.
Thank you.
Well, Scott, what are the basics here? What is the federal government saying about California and its sanctuary state and sanctuary city laws?
Well, of course, this is an escalation of a war of words and also lawsuits that's been going on for some time. But in its most recent filing, the federal government is saying that three California laws, which were intended to, in one way or another, protect undocumented immigrants, are impeding the work of federal immigration agencies, making it harder for them to do their jobs, to go and arrest undocumented immigrants who are wanted for one thing or another. So it's come to a point where they feel that they want to take it to court, and they feel they're on solid ground, as does California. And neither side is backing down at all. In fact, I would say both sides are digging in for a court battle.
So we've seen lots of escalations over the past several months. We saw the mayor of Oakland just a week or two ago warn people publicly that ICE raids were coming to the Bay Area. What's the federal government looking for here? Do they want to invalidate these California laws?
Absolutely. And I think that they are in this for the long haul. They haven't had a lot of luck in the courts in the West, in California in particular. But I think they may be aiming ultimately for the U.S. Supreme Court. They know that other states are considering similar laws to California's SB 54, which has been known as the sanctuary state law, which limits local law enforcement from cooperating with federal immigration agents. And I think maybe they want to sort of nip it in the bud before other states try to enact something similar.
Well, Scott, just how tough has it been for immigration officials in the Trump administration to do what they say is their job in California? I mean, there was this standoff with the mayor of Oakland a couple of weeks ago, and yet 150 people, I think, something in that neighborhood, were rolled up by federal officials. They're still making arrests.
Absolutely. I mean, it used to be before these sanctuary laws were in place, it was not unusual for federal immigration officials to just go into the county jails. And if people were there held for one thing or another, anything from a minor traffic violation to a more serious crime, the sheriff would let ICE know and ICE would take them out if they wanted them. And that was that. So there are much more stringent restrictions now in place. That said, there is a lot of cooperation between local and state law enforcement and the federal government. I mean, the Attorney General Javier Becerra last night held a phone call with reporters laying out all the things that they currently cooperate with the federal government on, drug busts, human trafficking, a long list of things. And I should say, and I really need to emphasize this, California's sanctuary law does not prohibit local law enforcement from cooperating or communicating with federal immigration agents if someone is wanted for a serious or violent crime. So in that case, there is cooperation. And if the federal government has a warrant, they are also able to go into the jails and get somebody or get them before they're released. But what they're prohibited from is just sort of these blanket access to jails, courthouses, and other facilities.
Well, Scott, sanctuary laws aren't the only flashpoint between the state of California and the Trump administration. What other areas of potential confrontation could we be looking at here?
Well, I mean, you've got to start at the southern border, the wall. You know, there have been lawsuits that so far have been unsuccessful to try to slow down construction of the wall. We hear the president is going to be out here for the first time. He's never been to California as president, coming down to San Diego maybe in a week or two to look at some of the prototypes for the wall. And so that's an issue. Obviously, clean air and climate change regulations are an issue. The travel ban has been an issue. Immigration in general, DACA. California has about 250,000 DACA recipients who are now under a cloud until this DACA situation is resolved. So it's a very long list. I mean, I think at this point, only the Attorney General of New York has actually filed more lawsuits against the Trump administration than California.
Scott Schaefer, senior editor of the California Politics and Government Desk at KQED, host of Political Breakdown from KQED in San Francisco. Scott, always a pleasure.
Thank you, Todd.
I'm Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.